salt. That story coming up on This Land of Ours. We have long heard about how salt can increase our cholesterol levels, but what exactly does that mean? According to Extension Nutrition expert Sandy Proctor, the liquid pressure levels outside and inside our cells have a certain balance, but salt alters the nature of those cell pressures.
So our heart has to work harder to basically pump and, you know, to keep that balance in place. And so by changing all that, it actually increases blood pressure.
And the chance of heart attack and stroke. Currently, there is no official recommended daily minimum for salt.
But the American College of Cardiology and the American Heart Association both recommend about 2,300 milligrams of sodium daily for adults.
Proctor says that equates to about one teaspoon, but the average American actually consumes
anywhere between 4,000 and 5,000 milligrams, so that'd be double.
Now, if you're feeling pretty good about your intake, Proctor warns that not all of that comes from the shaker on the table.
It really is added almost across the board to every conceivable processed food.
And of course, consumers are eating more processed foods than ever before, in addition to the fact that many of us were raised on salty foods and now crave them.
And all of those things, I think, have worked together to really increase our tolerance, if not our desiring of kind of an ever-increasing amount of salt in our diet.
Julie McPeak with Southeast AgNet.